Let's get some extremely local news now from Block Club Chicago, and it is sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Good morning, John Hansen. Let's hear about what's happening on the South Side, and this is pretty good news because it's much needed, isn't it?
Yeah, so this is about 4 years ago, I had a conversation with this woman who is a midwife and really wanted to bring a birthing center to the South Side of Chicago. Now, what does that mean? That is a basically a place where women can have better outcomes on live births. It's also a place where women can get advice and training and help for becoming a parent. It can help in the phase after you have a baby with all the issues that many women have with postpartum depression. And she was literally at the time, Bob, in 2022, raising money $1 at a time from small donors. And I left that conversation thinking, boy, this is a really determined person. I hope it works out for her. And then Maxwell Evans, sure enough, covered the groundbreaking last week of the Chicago Southside Birth Center, which is going to renovate the Morningstar Bible Baptist Church that's been vacant for a while. And it's going to have three birthing suites and a reproductive health clinic, and eventually have midwives there that are going to be able to be there without insurance if you don't have it, with insurance if you have it, and through private donations. And this is just to combat many of the stats, which should be no shock to anybody. We have really disjointed stats across the South and the West Sides in terms of all health care, but especially in terms of reproductive care or birthing care. And this is an effort to try and combat that. And she's an incredible woman who has really gone a long way getting grants and individual donations to try and make her dream a reality. And that dream is just helping people on the South Side do and have babies in a healthy way, Bob. And I think everyone can get behind that.
Good news for sure.
Yeah.
This is the season for those farmers markets to be opening again, and we have some news about that in the Logan Square area. What's going
on? Boy, farmers markets, Bob, are some of our biggest stories. People can't wait for them to come back. There's always a little drama with where they are, and we love covering them. And the Logan Square farmers market has just made its debut. They did a dry run yesterday in the Logan Square actual circle, which, if you've ever been over there, has been redesigned, or they're finishing up the construction on it. It is such a mess, but it's a gorgeous area. And now that the lanes are clear and pedestrians can cross safely without having to run across nine lanes of traffic, seemingly, this is where the farmers market is going to be. This wants to be their permanent home. It's in a much better central location. And of course, it's iconic to Logan Square. It's near the statue. So they did the dry run yesterday, still waiting for reporting back, but it seems to be that it went really well. It's going to have 103 rotating farmers, food vendors lined up inside the plaza and Logan Boulevard, and it's going to be there now every single week going through, as farmers market season goes, through October. So thumbs up on this. We'll get the full report from Ariel Perella, who covered it ahead of time, but seems to be a great move in Logan Square.
Details at blockclubchicago.org. Love those farmers markets. And finally, you've got a block club party going, don't you, coming up this summer? Tell us about it.
Well, yeah, we have our block club party coming up a little bit later in the year. And don't worry, we will make many announcements about it here. But the Silver Room annual block party, which actually hasn't been going for the last 3 years, this was started by Eric Williams, who literally would fund these block parties out of his pocket. And it would be free to people. They'd have so many different artists coming. They got too big and the donors stopped coming, the corporate sponsors stopped coming, so he was losing a bunch of money throwing a party for 40,000 people on the South Side. Well, it's going to come back this year. It's going to be a little bit smaller, but it's at that great venue, the Salt Shed, and he's going to have 40 performers in genres from house music to Afrobeat, hip-hop, local vendors, and people are really pumped that it's coming back. And maybe not as big of a space when it was on the beach or in Hyde Park, and it would just grow to be this behemoth block party, but it's coming back. Tickets go on sale April 17th, and the show will be July 18th at the Salt Shed, and a lot of our readers are pumped about this, Bob.
That is a great venue. John Hansen, by the way, we loved your Strait of Hormuz traffic report. We may have to play it again here.
I may have to update it, Bob.
Well, yeah. Will people know the difference? I don't know.
Right.
Have a good one. Thank you, John.